This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Quickly, right before Jerry, you know, yesterday the Denver Broncos had to play a game without a quarterback. And on the face of it, if you look at it and you say, why did they have to play in that situation when the Baltimore Ravens game has been moved three different times? It really is very simple, folks, how the NFL determines whether a team will play a game under these protocols. And it really comes down to one word, and that is containment. If they feel like they have the virus contained to a certain position group or a certain group of guys, maybe a coaching staff, some front office people, you know, and they can make sure through the contact tracing that is going on in each and every one of these facilities around the league, then they will allow a team to play no matter what their roster looks like. So the Denver Broncos did a great job, essentially, of containing the problem. The bad job was by the players themselves being next to each other without masks when they were supposed to be wearing masks. But once they got the positive test in that area of their team, they contained it, removed the players, tested everybody, and there was no sign of the virus anywhere else. That was not the case with the Baltimore Ravens. They knew with the Baltimore Ravens, because of the contact tracing, because of who tested positive, that eventually that there were going to be more positive tests, and they needed more time to assess how many people were going to turn up positive. So it looks like 19 people in the Ravens organization have turned up positive. They did not do a good job of containing it. They had a strength and conditioning coach running around without a mask on.
Who had symptoms.
Who had all the symptoms, came to work, and guys were around him. And that's one of the reasons why they were not going to let the Baltimore Ravens play, because of two reasons. One, they didn't want to expose anybody else on the Ravens on an airplane, of course. And they certainly did not want to expose the potential problems that it could create for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Al, I love the fact that the Broncos played yesterday because used both my knockout picks on the Saints, and I bet the Saints -16.5, and that was about as rocking chair as they come because they were playing a quarterback who was a wide receiver off a practice squad, and they actually would have rather played a quality control coach at quarterback than that poor kid that they threw out there, and it was unbelievable to watch. Unbelievable. All right, Jerry Recco is here with his update. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, guys. Brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Check out their new fall collection at flagandanthem.com. Start with the Giants. Yes, they won, but they also had to deal with this. Oh, why don't you talk about Flag and Anthem for a second?
Well, I just told everybody about the wonderful people at Flag and Anthem, but what Jerry is going to play is the highlight of Bob Papa and Carl Banks on WFAN calling the Giants game, and Daniel Jones dealing with this hamstring injury, which by the early reports that are out there could be very bad.
Bob Popper.
Which isn't a good thing for the Giants because they're finally here at 4-7. And he tried to play through it twice. I can't believe they put him back out on the field, quite frankly.
Well, he put himself back out on the field. And quite frankly, well, as I always tell you, we as athletes
some people around here don't realize this, are our own worst enemy. Like, we want to play. We want to be out there on the field. We want to show our teammates that we have pride and toughness. It's an idiocy that we all have within us. Now, you guys don't have. You guys just quit.
Yes.
So we don't quit.
Well,
we want to show up and we want to freaking play.
That's not true.
If I did play through that quad injury at Seaview,
quit.
And not, well, after the game, but
yes.
I played through that.
Yeah.
I just transitioned into a different role is what it was.
Your retirement.
Yeah.
Ambassador role.
Right. With the ambassador role is what I transitioned to. But it's different when guys are getting paid, you know? When guys get paid, like Daniel Jones, I understand it. When it's just the charity situation, you know, you don't play.
It's not just a charity situation. It's a competitive endeavor. You're all
Jerry,
in
play that
not.
Cut, please, yes. That you were about to play. I still can't hear the damn thing.
You can't hear it?
No.
No go, Jer?
Yeah.
It's playing. That's not good.
No, we don't hear it. Maybe it's Eddie's fault. Something not working?
Red zone, and Jones got hurt.
I knew it was Eddie's fault.
And he's grabbing his right hamstring. Well, there you go. There's 3 seconds of Bob Papa. He's hurt.
We had to wait for that.
Well, I mean, it was longer than that.
Bob Popper.
Yeah, that was on the fan. Giants beat the Bengals 19-17, but the injury to Daniel Jones brought in Colt McCoy, as we know. Joe Judge gave us really nothing afterwards.
I don't have much more information than what you guys probably got from the TV at this point right now. He's got to see the doctors and kind of get looked at with some MRIs and different things like that, which is standard procedure. We kind of MRI everything around here.
Now, he did speak afterwards, Daniel Jones. He believes it'd be all right.
Certainly not discouraged at all and you know, understand, you know, I've got to do what I can to get healthy and recover it and, you know, recover from it and get back on the field.
Get back on the field.
I don't expect to see him because part of his game is running.
That is true.
And he couldn't throw the ball.
Well, he threw for 213 before he got hurt.
So early in the game, you know, he hits Evan Engram down the right sideline.
Yep.
Okay. That pass was perfect. If he throws that pass in Philadelphia to Evan Engram, game over
still,
and they win.
Still
you can't mean, stop. Still
no, but I'm it. But I'm trying to point out the difference between the type of throw that he could have made that he didn't make, and everybody's screaming about Evan Engram.
I would have loved to see 1987 Boomer Esiason with that guy coming back to the huddle after he dropped that same exact ball.
You know
what
other,
you'd say to that guy.
So the other thing, you know the fumble that Evan Engram had, right?
Yes.
Daniel Jones has got him wide open. Just hit him in the chest with it. I mean, it's not that hard to make the throw 1,000 times, but he throws it low. It's awkward. He's got to go down.
I'm surprised Jones for that.
He's got to go down. He makes the catch, but he's in an awkward position, and the defender is right there.
I'm surprised at you. I'm honestly.
I'm about accuracy.
All these,
I keep telling you guys, I'm all about accuracy.
After all these years, I cannot believe you keep doing this. Yeah, we watch games every
you
Sunday.
You watch them differently than I do. I played the position.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you know, I see great quarterbacks make crappy throws all the time. And receivers make unbelievable catches. Even some make like good catches, like C.D. Lamb made a couple weeks ago.
No, that was an unbelievable catch,
Jerry.
As opposed to
Thanksgiving, where you put the ball right in his hands and, oh, can't catch it, sorry. Yeah. But that was a good catch the week before. But you sit here and talk about like all these guys. Aaron Rodgers doesn't make the perfect throw every time.
I'm not saying that they're supposed to make it every time.
How about your boy Josh Allen missing throws yesterday?
Time out. I'm just saying on the
got two left in the
fumble,
half.
Thank you. On the fumble by Evan Engram, if the ball is up and it hits him in the chest in the middle of the field, he may break a tackle or two and gain an extra 15 yards. The ball is thrown short and low. He's got to go down and grab it. So now it puts him in a weird position, and the defender is right on him in this case, and he causes a fumble.
They're not all perfect.
Right. You can't have a perfect throw every friggin' time. How about hang on to the ball? You caught the ball. It was there. You caught it. Hang on to it.
When he threw it to Evan Engram down the right sideline, he was wide open. It was a perfect throw.
It was. But not every throw is going to be perfect.
And a lot of his throws are beautiful throws. He just needs – my point is it's the consistency aspect. You want consistency from that position. That's all.
Okay.
God, man, you guys are tough.
Well, we're tough.
You're tough.
I mean, my God.
I personally, when I see Evan Engram, I see a kid that's really explosive. I do. I see a really good player, and I see a frustrating player because I know that, you know, he'll drop a pass, and yesterday he fumbles. But I'm telling you that yesterday I thought he played a really good game except for that fumble, and that fumble was caused because of the way he had to catch the ball.
There's certain guys that you will defend to the hilt.
Yep.
Like, I mean, at the quarterback position. Like, you know how hard it is to be out there? These guys are climbing all over you, and they're rushing you, and you're getting hit in the offensive lines. What do you expect him to do when the offensive line? He's not playing with any receivers. There's certain guys. Even with Kirk Cousins, you fought with me a million times, and he had a great day yesterday. Good for him.
Oh, well, there you go.
He did, and I'm giving him credit because I'm calling it fairly. But there's certain, like, with Daniel Jones, you're nitpicking this guy in the weirdest ways. Like,
yeah, but I think you want to talk about
consistency.
But I think the kid could be really good, man. I'm all on board with him.
Yeah. He's going to be. I agree with you.
I think he could be really good. I don't know. I expect more of him. That's all. I expect that throw to Evan Engram where he's wide open to hit him right in the chest.
Oh, man. At the moment, the Giants are in first place in the NFC East. They visit Seattle on Sunday. As for the Jets, well, yeah, they lost 20-3. My pick of them winning. Ha! They're 0-11. This was great, though.
I picked them yesterday, too, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? And on the first drive, I thought you talk about a great catch made by Perriman.
Yes.
On a ball that was thrown slightly too far, but Perriman
made
his
a catch.
Quarterback
made it,
look good.
It laid out and got it, yes.
This was great. I believe this is Rich Cimini with Adam Gase afterwards.
Adam, why did you take over the play calling?
I didn't take over. We've done the same thing the last four games.
And then Cimini's like incredulous.
We were watching Dowell for the whole game. He wasn't doing anything. He was just standing there.
He wasn't doing anything.
He tells me it's not hard. This is not hard. We go through it, the drive before. Hey, these are the three plays. I do the third downs.
So I guess that means they're just expecting to punt? Three plays.
Yeah, yeah, right. Jerry, you got to play Rich's question again.
Oh, it's awesome.
Just listen to it.
We were watching Dowell for the whole game. He wasn't doing anything.
Was he coaching or what was he doing?
I don't know.
Was he showing Sam on the sideline?
Well, there was another clip. I don't know if Jerry has, where he says like there was specifically one point where Dowell was having a conversation with a player while
or a coach was it yeah, a coach. Or a
I forget. He was just having a conversation when these play calls were supposed to be happening, and they caught him in a lie there too.
It's what a mess, an absolute mess. So anyway, that was Gase. Here's Darnold. He did not have a good day, as we know.
Yeah, there's two decisions that I made. You know, the two picks. Those suck. But you know, other than that, you know, missed a couple throws. But yeah.
You can't score three points and sit there and go, yeah.
No, not good.
So you got to generate points, and I know the offensive line's a little bit of this, but that's not with the offensive line. You know, there's so many guys that make plays, you know, and this kid's trying, but he may be suffering from Jet PTSD.
Jets-Raiders on Sunday. What the hell was that with the Raiders yesterday? They lost to the Falcons 43-6.
Letdown game.
Big time. Derek Carr fumbled the ball away three times in an interception return for a touchdown. Big letdown game. Matt Ryan, couple of touchdowns. The game of the day, Chiefs and Bucks, of course, in Tampa. And what a first quarter.
Second and four for the Chiefs. Mahomes, snap at his belt, works the right boundary. Tyreek Hill over the shoulder. Touchdown, Kansas City. And continues Carlton Davis's nightmare day. And the wonderful game for Tyreek Hill. A 20-yard reception. Perfectly thrown football over the shoulder of the cheetah who's putting on a clinic in front of a national audience.
All right. Who's the defense coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
It's Bowles.
Yeah, Todd Bowles. I mean, what are you playing man-to-man coverage for? Why are you playing? And Tony Romo did say this. I'll give him credit towards the end of the first half. You can't play these guys with one safety in the middle and expect like that safety to be able to help like 50 yards from one side to the next. Kept saying, oh, the safety's got to get over them. Like, you realize how big the field is and how fast Tyreek Hill is? And
but
how
wasn't the
far?
Idea to try and get pressure on Mahomes rather than picking up?
Why you have Jason Pierre-Paul and Shaq Barrett. And the play of the game in the first half was a Shaq Barrett sack and force fumble.
Right.
How many times have we seen this before? When you get these elite-level quarterbacks,
yes.
When you blitz them,
forget
you pay.
It.
It's the only time that you can neutralize some of these guys if you get pressure with the front four. If you're blitzing Patrick Mahomes, he's just like, this is perfect. Zoom, right down the field.
You got to play with four or three defensive linemen. Those guys have got to live up to their paychecks and their reputation and play their part of the game. And that's what Shaq Barrett did at the end of the second quarter there. They're going down for 24 to nothing. And the next thing you know, he gets a sack and fumble, and it turns into a touchdown and changes the whole dynamic of the game.
They led 27-10. The Bucs got it to 27-24, but they couldn't get Kansas City off the field late. And so KC now 10-1 with the win.
Yeah. And by the way, that's another thing. The way that they ended the game, that little throw at the end of the game to Tyreek Hill. There's only one other team, I think, that would try something like that, and that would be the Green Bay Packers. But they roll out Patrick Mahomes.
I think the Colts might.
Not with Philip Rivers, they wouldn't.
Yeah, that coach is nuts.
but he also threw on second down as well. But that's a 4-minute offense that is aggressive, that is not going to give the ball back to the opposing team. But I'm just telling you, the last play to Tyreek Hill, he's rolling to his left. Remember, he's a right-handed quarterback. He's rolling to the left. He sees a lane. He goes through that lane. Tyreek Hill, meanwhile, if you watch his route, it's amazing. He goes up, he goes out, and he looks like he's going to take off down the side, like an out and up, as we all would say in the streets. You run an out and up, right? He runs an out and up and then a comeback on the sideline. So he's running three routes in one while Patrick Mahomes is navigating, rolling to his left, and he hits Tyreek Hill right on the sideline. Tyreek Hill smartly stays inbound, game over. Very few teams in the league have the balls to do what Andy Reid did yesterday with his quarterback, which he does every week.
Yep. Just quickly, I know we don't have a lot of time. Saints beat the Broncos 31-3, only because you guys were talking about this before I came on or screwed up and was back on. Here's Vic Fangio in the situation that his team was placed in. And as we know, Kendall Hinton was the quarterback, and he threw for 13 yards.
Well, I was disappointed on a couple levels in that our quarterbacks put us in this position. Our quarterbacks put the league in that position.
And so he had no issues. He went right after his own guys for not doing the right thing.
I understand that this guy was in a Kendall Hinton, an impossible spot. And I don't want to make fun of him because it's not fair.
No.
The situation he was in. But when football at this level gets that bad, it is hilarious. I'm sorry. It just is. Like, when he's back there and he's throwing some of those throws, and it's an NFL game, it's just hilarious, especially when you've been to the Saints.
Taysom Hill wasn't much better yesterday.
That game was so bad. I watched three of the worst football games I've ever seen in my life yesterday because I watched most of that because of the knockout pool and everything else. And then the Jets and Giants, it was just so slow and so bad. And I don't know what the hell Sean Payton – and I know that they blew him out, but I don't know why Sean Payton wants to run that offense with – Taysom Hill. I don't understand. Like, I think that Jameis Winston would have had that game 45-3, if not more.
Denver probably would have won. He probably would have thrown five picks.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you.
But, they went into that game knowing that the quarterback situation for the Broncos was a disaster. And there's a little local tie to all this. I know I sent you guys the article when I saw it. So Rob Calabrese, the greatest quarterback in East Islip football history, add. Yep.
Really?
Tremendous play under Sal Ciampi Jr., and really had a great career at East Islip, went to UCF and got a scholarship there. He was a starting quarterback before Blake Bortles was at UCF, and then got hurt and really got into coaching. And he is a quality control assistant for the Denver Broncos. And he was, I believe, running practice for them as the starting quarterback on Friday and Saturday. And the Broncos tried to sign him to be the starter on Sunday, which I think he obviously would have loved to have done. We all would have loved to have done.
Now, why does the NFL say no to that?
You know what? Because I think it's incredibly, incredibly dangerous to put a guy out there that hasn't played football in 7 or 8 years, and you're going to put him out there on the field, and you're going to say, okay, you go play quarterback. Now, he knows the offense because he's a quality control coach, and he's been there, and he knows – and he's a quarterback, so he's been around the quarterbacks and all that other stuff. But I think that would have been a horrific decision had they let him play.
But the NFL has to decide what's dangerous or what's not dangerous for the Broncos. If he wants to do it and the Broncos want to do it, I mean,
there could have been a technical reason why they didn't allow it. I don't know the reason why they didn't allow it. I'm assuming that they didn't allow it because of the danger aspect and the fact that he wasn't on an active roster and he wasn't an active player.
What this a storyline that would have been.
This would have been a player that came out of an office, put on a uniform, and went to go play football.
That's one of the greatest storylines in the history of the league. He goes out there and even plays. I mean, the NFL, who's running this league, for crying out loud. You got a Disney movie right in front of you, and you burn the script. I mean, what the hell are you doing? And then you got this slop fest instead. I mean, throw that guy out there. I mean, it's, even if he's terrible, it's better all than right. the Kendall Hinton story.
Okay, you know, it sounds good on paper. That's great and all this other stuff. But I'm just telling you, if the guy gets, you know, carted off, paralyzed, or has a broken leg or breaks his neck or something like that, then all of a sudden we're going to look back on that decision and go, what the hell were they doing? What do you mean, eh?
Because
you mean,
you're always with the worst case.
Well, I'm
because what if the guy breaks his neck? Yeah, I mean, what if a freaking meteorite fell out of the sky and it crushed him too? I mean, you're always with this worst case stuff.
I'm not always with the worst case stuff.
I mean, who's breaking their necks? It doesn't happen that much.
Oh, how about breaking their leg and going through 17 surgeries?
Yeah, okay.
Of course, the meteor, Greg, wouldn't have hit him because Daniel Jones would have thrown it wide.
Why don't you ask Joe Burrow what it's like to stand in the pocket?
Yeah, but you went with the neck.
I always look at a worst case scenario.
I mean, if you would have said ACL or ankle or something, I wouldn't argue, but you went with the neck breaking.
Broken neck.
Right, just like your friend was decapitated and we're going to the headless funeral. And I mean, it's like enough with the one but what you if have, somebody dies. You love that.
You guys don't understand what it's like to be in that
we
pocket,
do,
man.
Of course we do.
Rob Calabrese does, and he wanted to do it. The Broncos do. Vic Fangio does. They wanted to do it.
The airbags went off and everything else. The car was totaled. But if he were in a sedan, it would be at a headless funeral.
That's my boy Joe G.
Yeah, I know.
Holy cow.
Jeez. Anyway.
Just quickly, the Packers beat the Bears last night, 41-25. Aaron Rodgers over 50,000 yards, not last night, but for his career. And the Eagles take on the Seahawks tonight. We'll have that for you on the Fan, Steelers, Ravens tomorrow.
So what do you think happens with Carson Wentz tonight?
He throws four picks.
I mean, the owner is like, supposedly, all the reports are the owner's disgusted. He wants Jalen Hurts.
I hope they pull him for Jalen Hurts.
What if Jalen Hurts goes in and breaks his neck?
Boomer and Gio on the Fan at CBS
Al,
Sports
Al,
Network.
I didn't even realize Al was there.
Yeah, oh, I'm here. Hi.
Good job,
he's
Al.
In the control room.
Right in the control room. Can't you see him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're coming to you live from the Bill Fortoff studio. Football Monday on the Fan is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
The difference is Jalen Hurts has been on the field practicing, for God's sake. You're taking a guy out of an office.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.